This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here we go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius has your G-Bag of the day.
Yeah, I believe this is day number two for this piece of audio. Our very own Brian Broaddus did a Coach O impersonation.
He did.
He was inspired because there's a, what is it, was it a video of Coach O out there dancing with a shirt off at a wedding?
Yeah, at a wedding, yep.
He was out there hitting a nay-nay in the gritty.
He was.
Coach was hitting the gritty. He was in the middle of a circle doing a running man. Go, Coach O! Go, Coach O! Go, Coach O! I have not seen the video. I got to see that. He's a wild boy,
it's,
bro.
It's hilarious, man.
It makes more sense now that you say that my man was going through a divorce, too, at the same time.
He was feeling good.
That photo, is that photo real of him in that twin bed with that girl?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got like a condo situation. They were interviewing him, and he was talking about,
oh, I live on the 17th floor of this building.
And, you know, he was doing that whole bit, and he was talking about it. Go out, work out every day. Go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see what's see me without my shirt on. And he didn't see me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt. Yeah, yeah.
I was looking pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends of mine. Yeah, they're friends. Yeah.
I have friends. Yeah.
Classic from Broaddus. I love it.
That was so impromptu. Like, hey. I did not know he had that in his bag.
No.
Coach is looking pretty good at this wedding, too.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a fit guy.
Yeah. He's getting it done. He's out there on the dating scene still. He is just maximizing every bit of that championship.
So he got like, he got $17 million and it's tax, right? So you get half of that.
Mm-hmm. And so eight's going back to the ex-wife.
See, that feels like this could be a crash out type dance.
Maybe it is.
Not an exciting dance.
But you know he was blitzed.
He's got to get out of Miami right now, fam. Get out.
It's time now for us to get out and get to Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220.
Let's do it. All right. I don't know if anybody went and saw the F1 movie over the weekend.
I've been wanting to see that, fam.
I want to see it so bad. I'm with you. I've heard great things about it. 877-881-1053. If you went and saw it, let me know. But in honor of it dominating the box office, it's time for the annual top 10 sports movies of all time. What's your favorite sports movie? We do have Starz news as Roddick Foxa. He's coming back. Round two. They traded him to St. Louis last year. He's coming back home where he began his career with the Starz. Three-year, $2 million annually is what Roddick Foxa is getting. This is a steal for a guy who's probably going to be your second or third line center. awesome when it comes to the faceoff dot. Really good in the PK as well. Didn't have an awesome offensive season last year with St. Louis, but Roddick Fox is coming back home. Jim Neal's pretty pumped about it. Between his work ethic and his efforts in the community, says Neal, he's always been the consummate professional, and we know that he will be able to seamlessly step back into our dressing room. Former 13th overall pick back in 2012. He's played over 600 games, recorded exactly 200 points with the Dallas Stars. So welcome back to Dallas, Roddick Fox. I mean, those are kind of the moves that I guess the Stars are going to have to make right now. Cheap, but a guy that they're just hopefully going to get a lot of bang for your buck right there with a guy like Roddick Fox.
I mean, the only way over the top for them really is to have a guy get hurt early next year, and then I'll use that cushion to add a good player with trades, right? But now you're out of first-round picks to trade. So they're going to have to get creative.
Very much so.
Aggressive.
Very much so. I mean, it's going to be fascinating, the dance that Jim Neal's going to have to do, because I'm looking around at the West right now, and I'm thinking, I don't know. Like, how much better is the Stars team really going to be?
I mean, you don't have to be better, really, to be good enough to win a championship. You just need Edmonton and Florida to not be so good. I mean, you're good enough right now.
And maybe Edmonton, Evander Kane's gone. They moved him. It's possible. I mean, you stole their goalie or their head coach. So maybe their power play regresses, even though they've got two of the best players in the world. Maybe it wasn't the coach. We're hoping that it's the coach. Maybe it's just the players. I don't know, but I'm hopeful. Florida, you're not going to beat Florida. I just don't see that, even if you're able to make it to the Cup. And I don't think anybody's knocking off the Florida Panthers.
It's a physical game, Wolchuk.
It is. And they're built, I mean, so well. All right, let's slide into the top 10. The best sports movies of all time, courtesy of Ranker, which is voted on by the people. And this is tough. I mean, for a minute there, I was like, should I just do my own list? And then I'm like fighting with myself. Like, what do I put where? Do I like this movie more than the other? I don't even know. It depends on the day I wake up. And I'm like, yeah, Mighty Ducks over Miracle. What, are you an idiot? No, Miracle's way better than Mighty Ducks. Remember the Titans. Is that number one? I don't know. Is it Rocky? I think Rocky might be number one. So it was hard. I mean, there's so many good sports movies. And there's some that I still haven't seen. And I know our buddy, Tim in Carthage, has been on us to watch this movie since the Nosebleed Seats days, and I still haven't seen it, and it's North Dallas 40. And that's the first movie that he texts in here from the 903. And
some Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, old Nick Nolte.
And wasn't that filmed in Denton? Like, I think it was filmed here locally. I've heard, like, it's an awesome movie, but I think it's based on Tom Landry a little bit in the Cowboys. But I still never saw North Dallas 40. There's some old boxing movies that I never saw.
Be honest, when you see like movie art like that, you think, oh, this is going to be horrible. Like, I'm just going to sit through a bad movie. You know, and I think a lot of those movies made from the 50s, 60s, and 70s can do that to you. And so I understand the reaction. Like, I was born in 76, and I see that, and I'm like, dude, no. Right, but North Dallas 40 is a must-watch. So is Brian's Song. Like, some of these old movies are flipping gold, dude. You just got to break through.
I know. Brian's Song's another one that I did see Brian's Song a long time ago, but I have not seen it in so long. I could probably use a refresher on that, and it'd probably all come flooding back. Like, the original Bad News Bears, I actually saw the remake Bad News Bears before I went back and watched the OG that came out when in, like, the 70s, 76. So, like, I don't know. It just didn't hit the same. Like, I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably should have gone in chronological order instead of reverse order. I liked, what was it, Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob.
He did the new one. And I liked it. I thought, I mean, I was a kid when it came out.
Great.
I loved it. I thought Bad News Bears was good. I mean, I thought, what was the other one with, like, the guys eating sunscreen and crap that was...
Benchwarmers,
yes.
Yeah, and Nick Swardson and Rob Schneider.
Right, and the Girl Scouts come and ring on the bell, and he's like, oh my God, he's freaked out. He doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. If we went back and rewatched it now, we'd probably think that movie is atrocious and god awful.
Beef Stew.
There's so many good ones. The Program and Blue Chips.
Yeah, The Program.
Program's great.
Seat at the table, baby. Starting defense.
All right, where are we going, Lucius? What are some of the ones that, I mean, there's so, and there's also documentaries, like Hoop Dreams. Hoop Dreams is an all-timer for me, but documentary. Like
Danbury Trashers, when you say documentary, that's one of the greatest sports documentary I've ever seen in my life. And it's about like a minor league hockey team, not even like major. Come on, fam.
No, that's wild that is a true story.
It's really good. Necessary Roughness, because it was filmed here in Denton area, right? And it has Sinbad in it.
Yeah, dude, what happened to Sinbad?
Yeah, well, he had a stroke.
Yeah.
He's coming back. He's standing strong right now. I like the movie The Fan. Wesley and Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it because it has so many elements of sports in it. You know, the animosity towards each other, free agency, picking up a new guy. There's sports radio in there. Yeah. I love that movie, bro.
I need to see this. I have not seen The Fan.
Oh, man. You're going to love it, bro.
I need to.
You're going to love it.
Pulled me into sports radio, I think, a little bit when that movie came out. It was great.
All right.
I like the horse racing movies, Seabiscuit and Secretariat.
Yeah.
Those are well done.
Seabiscuit's really good. And there's a lot of good racing. I mean, Rush, I think, is an underrated movie when we talk about sports movies.
Ford versus Ferrari. Those are great movies.
Phenomenal. Ford versus Ferrari was great. Honorable mentions on here. We've got Friday Night Lights.
Absolutely.
I mean, heck, it's a classic here. Texas high school football. Bull Durham. I mean, we've done just the top 10 baseball movies before. Dawson, you had the take, right, that you thought some of these baseball movies were a little bit like over.
Yeah. I said they all sucked, right? I think a lot of sports movies can miss. And, you know, Field of Dreams is a kind of.
Like The Natural with Robert Redford's an honorable mention. I think a lot of people would probably put that in their top 10. Happy Gilmore was an honorable mention.
Here we go.
And we're, what, 24 days away now?
Yeah, something like that. Are we going to be an Oxnard when that comes out? We might have to do like a hotel movie night.
We might. Yeah, we could.
Netflix and chill.
I want to say. Hold on, man. I thought you didn't like these months. Now we're gone.
Hey, yo.
You made a little comfy wumpy for us, man. Yeah.
I do respect
the couches
joke.
Together, bro. We're going to be all right.
Popcorn going.
I do like cracking the jokes.
No, you do, and I appreciate it.
It is a fun time.
Yeah, my wife called that out, too.
Yeah.
He sure does love the jokes, I'll tell you that.
Eric's good with the jokes.
I like the jokes.
He loves the gay jokes.
Don't feel so good with any jokes. The 25th, I think, is what I want to say when it comes out. But we leave on the 27th, so maybe we could hold off and we do a Netflix and chill party.
Let's do it, man.
You want to?
Dawson seems fired up about it. Yeah. Might be playing online poker that night.
Okay, he's out. The Mighty Ducks is an honorable mention, which I probably would have put it in my top 10. Like, I'm a sucker for the Mighty Ducks. I was a kid when it came out. It's nostalgic as hell.
Flying V.
I love it.
I think you should be better than that, though, Wolchick. You got to understand, like, whatever movie opinions you had before about age 16 are subject to just being horribly wrong, okay?
So I shouldn't put the Angels in the Outfield in my top 10?
No, I don't think Angels in the Outfield goes. Mighty Ducks doesn't go. And the Sandlot especially doesn't go.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Especially.
All right. Especially?
Yeah.
Sandlot's great.
Okay. You're cut off, nice sir, from drinking. You're cut off.
It's a nice kids movie. Would you spike that Diet Coke?
Who's driving him home?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Somebody had to take up for Broaddus's absence, you know?
That's true. But Brian, I don't think, would have seen any of these. That's the difference. Speaking of Keanu Reeves, he's had a lot of airtime today. We're talking about John Wick, The Replacements is an honorable mention. That's a good movie.
Hardball.
Oh.
Hardball.
Boy, they get you right in the heart, boy. I tell you what. Big time.
G-Baby.
Yes. Forever. Hardball is a tough watch.
And just like a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Well, Uncut Gems.
Oh,
I mean, Uncut Gems, I think you could consider a sports movie.
As stressful a movie as I've ever watched.
No question. I thought I was going to have a panic attack watching that in the theater with my dad. I was like, wait a second, what is going on?
Every time you think he's finally got it. Dude. Okay, all right. We can move on.
And then, not so fast, my friends, Lee Corso style. Moneyball, honorable mention. Slapshot, which is an all-time hockey movie. If you haven't seen Slapshot, that's one that was made in the 70s.
There you go.
Probably looks a little grainy, but it still holds up. And then Caddyshack. Caddyshack's just on the outside looking in.
I'm all right.
Such
don't worry about me.
I never saw Caddyshack 2. Was it worth watching?
Can't imagine that. I don't know. I've only seen parts of it at times.
I only saw the first one. I'm probably not going to do this. 817, how dare Gavin disrespect that movie? Oh, he's Angels in the Outfield's the one he's coming at you for. Matthew McConaughey's first ever appearance. Are you kidding me? A League of Their Own being texted
kids
in.
Kids movie.
Wait, what? Matthew McConaughey's first appearance in what, a sports movie or something?
Angels in the Outfield.
Isn't he like from another movie? All right. Something about the girls being younger. He's the same age.
Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
Yes. That probably was his first sports movie.
Okay.
But I think Dazed and Confused was pre-Angels in the Outfield.
Gotta be,
it
bro.
It had to have been. It had to, because I think Angels in the Outfield was like 94, maybe, I want to say. And I think Dazed and Confused was before that.
Mandela.
It was 93 or 94.
Around the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just hitting his stride. Little Giants, that's also a tremendous film. But that was pre-16, so I don't know. Does Little Giants still hold up?
No, I'm sure a lot of these,
it does.
You look at them a little bit differently, but that's why you don't watch them.
You just
remember and you appreciate how you felt when you watched that movie.
Yannick Sagasino of Puerto Rico lives on for life.
That's a good point. That play does still live
on. Gosh, it's so good. Number 10, The Karate Kid, Dawson.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
You're the biggest Karate Kid fan I think I've met.
I've probably seen the movie 40 times.
Yeah.
You know, didn't have cable growing up. We had that on VHS, so we'd watch that and Back to the Future, a lot of Balboa.
Oh, and Rocky is probably always my number one.
What have you guys seen the story in the last like week where the guy from Karate Kid bit somebody?
Well, I think it was the show. I think it was the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what? Because I haven't watched the show.
Poor guy.
I don't even understand.
They were like co-stars, and he bites one of the female co-stars?
Yeah, he got a little too frisky. And she just didn't want that. And I think he was being kind of flirtatious.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
How far can I push this?
He's, you know, like, oh, your hair smells good type guy. Like,
take a nibble.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little bite of you.
Karate Kid star apologizes for biting his co-star at fan event.
Yeah.
Like, what?
At a fan event?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
The police officer scolded him. He was like, hey, it is not good to bite on people. I was like, what? Where are we?
Weirdest story
Public
ever.
Service announcement. Yeah. Don't bite the kids. Rudy at number 9, one of the most overrated sports movies of all time.
Most famous Notre Dame person of all time.
100%.
Yeah, most famous, I'm sorry.
Which is wild.
Joe Montana went to Notre Dame.
Yes. I mean, the list of great, great football stars in other sports, and it's Rudy. That's the first name that you're going to think of is Rudy.
And then Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend.
True. A League of Their Own coming in at number 8. Hoosiers at number 7. I used to be a hater of Hoosiers, too. It's grown on me.
Was anybody surprised to find out that was Cooper Flagg's favorite movie of all time?
I didn't think he liked movies.
No, it's music that he doesn't like.
Yeah. Like, my apologies.
Never really been big into music.
Like the first time I've ever heard anybody say that in the history of the world.
Psychopath.
Not big into music? What?
Makes me nervous.
6 is Field of Dreams.
How do you get hyped up?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about in your brain, dog?
It's pretty unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, when I see Cooper Flagg now, I just see all the little dweebs that are running around Abby right now, you know, like 13, 14 years old. He's basically just a teenage dork, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy how young these kids are. Especially him.
He's got the baby family. Because he is. He's a little kid.
Jason Kidd still just wants to make him uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Mr. Unlimited. Top 5 sports movies of all time. 5 is Miracle. I so underrated. I love Miracle.
Yeah. Again.
4, Remember the Titans. 3, Major League. I think Remember the Titans better.
Major League is with Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
Just that one?
Yes. Yeah.
I get a lot of these mixed up.
A lot of those baseball movies are kind of similar. And then Kevin Costner's in just about all of them. 2 is The Sandlot, Gavin. Sorry. But number 1, best sports movie of all time, and I do agree, Rocky.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. The original? I mean,
the original.
Any of the first 4 should be
tremendous.
Best sports movie of all time. The list for everybody else starts at number 5.
And Creed's really good. And shout out to Cool Runnings. You're right, 817 deserves a mention.
And Dodgeball.
In Dodgeball.
Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here in the G-Back Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk's going back to back. I think we have Sounds of the Sports Day coming up next. What you got?
Let's do it. We got Joey Porter versus Ray Lewis. And which quarterback are you taking in their prime? That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.